Welcome back. Today we're going for that pirate trading O energy using Think Break layering in Ableton Live. You know the vibe, urgent, overdriven, a little chaotic, like the drums are beating blasted out of a dodgy transmitter at 2 a.m. But we're going to do it in a controlled way, so it hits hard, survives mono, and doesn't turn into facey mush. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know how to drag samples in, warp a clip, and route tracks. The focus here is decision making. Each layer has a job, and we make everything obey that plan. Here's the concept. We're building a 2-3 layer break stack. Layer I is punch. That's your clean transient and weight, the part that translates on a club system. Layer B is character. That's your crunchy mid-range, the signal, the actual pirate radio attitude. Layer C is top or air. That's hiss, hats, room, edge, the stuff that still talks on tiny speakers. And we'll glue it all with a drum bus, plus a parallel radio crush return that you can ride for hype bursts. All right, set your session up so you're not fighting the project. Put the tempo at 170 to 176. Let's choose 174 BPM. Leave global groove off for now. We'll add groove intentionally later. Create three audio tracks named Drums Punch, Break Character, and Top Air. Select them all and group them. Call the group Drum Bus. Now pick your sources with the think mindset. For pirate radio energy, you want short assertive hits and that mid-range chatter. When you audition breaks, listen for three things: a snare tone you actually like, ghost notes that create movement, and some noisy cymbal smear that adds urgency. A practical combo is a clean modern punch layer, a think or amen style loop for character, and then a hattie bright loop or noisy top for air. Drag your loops into arrangement view. For drum and bass edits, arrangement is just faster. Next, warp and lock timing. Tight but alive. Open each clip, turn warp on, and set the seg BPM roughly right. Don't obsess, just get it in the ballpark. For full breaks, start with beats mode. Preserve at 1/16. If it gets clicky or weird, try Complex Pro, but remember Complex Pro can soften transients. Now anchor the start. Find the first real downbeat transient. Right-click, set 1.1.1 here. If you need it, use warp from here straight. The goal is, the grid locks, but the micro swing stays. We are not going to perfect every transient. Not yet. Now we build the punch layer. This is your club translator. Wait, controlled attack, consistent kick and snare. You can do this with a clean break, but I recommend one shots in a drum rack, so you're not borrowing low end from an old break with messy sub. So create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Choose a tight DNB kick and a snare with some body around 180 to 220 HE. Program a simple two-step, kick on 1.1 and 1.3, snare on 1.2 and 1.4. Optional, add a little ghost kick around 1.2.3 if you want forward roll, and add a low-velocity ghost snare around 1.3.4 for that rolling energy without making it sound like a drum machine. On drums punch, drop in a basic device chain. First EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 HC to clear nonsense sub. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Boom tuned around 30 to 60 HC. But keep the amount subtle like 10 to 30%. Use the transients control, maybe plus 5 up to plus 20, to get snap. Then glue compressor, attack about 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2:1, aiming for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Teacher note. Decide right now which layer is your master snare. Most of the time, it's this punch layer. That means every other layer is not allowed to compete for the main snare transient. They can add texture, crackle, and chatter, but the punch layer owns the hit. Next, the character break. This is the pirate signal. This is what makes it feel like jungle heritage, not just clean modern drums. On break character, choose your break loop. Find a really good one-bar section, something with nice ghost notes and a snare that has attitude. Select that bar and consolidate it so it's one clean chunk. Then we do a little rush editing. Nudge a couple of ghost hits slightly early, literally a few milliseconds, so it feels like it's leaning forward. But keep the main snare on the grid. That's important. Now the device chain for break character. EQ8 first. I pass around 90 to 140 HC. We do not want this layer fighting the punch low end. Add a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz for crack and presence. If it gets harsh, dip around 7 to 10 kHz. Then add saturator in analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then redux, but tiny. think 10 to 12 bits, and sample rate around 15 to 22 kHz. Subtle, we are aiming for broadcast grit, not broken sound card. Then auto filter for movement. High pass 12 dB mode is great. Automate the cutoff between about 200 and 500 over 8 bars for little radio sweep moments. A quick coach trick before you start micro nudging. Polarity check. Put utility on break character and hit phase invert on the left channel, then the right. You're listening for one setting that suddenly adds snare weight instead of hollowing it out. If you find it, keep it. This can save you from wasting 10 minutes nudging the clip blindly. Now the TOP or AIR layer. This is small speaker adrenaline. Hats, hiss, room, edge. On top air, pick a break with bright hats or room tone. Warp it like before. Then high pass it hard. And yes, sometimes ridiculously high. Device chain here. AQ8. High pass around 4 to 8 kHz. If there's a painful resonance, notch around 6 to 7 kHz a little. Add a compressor to control spiky hats. Attack 1 to 3 ms. Release 30 to 80 ms, ratio around 3:1, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Then utility, widen carefully, around 120 to 160%, and make sure bass mono is on around 120 to 200 hz, just in case any low stuff sneaks through. Now we do the part that separates stacked loops from professional layering. Alignment. Zoom into a snare hit in arrangement. Compare the transient start across your three layers. If one layer is late or early, nudge the entire clip by a few milliseconds. Turn grid off and drag carefully, or use your nudge controls. Then check mono. Put a utility on drum bus and temporarily set width to 0%. If your snare suddenly loses body or disappears, something is fighting. Align the snare first. The kick can be a tiny bit offset for groove, but your snare should smack with authority. Now let's glue the group and add the pirate broadcast parallel. On drum bus, use a simple bus chain. Start with AQ8 for gentle shaping only, no surgery. Then glue compressor. If you want aggression, use a faster attack, like 1 to 3 ms. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction so it feels cohesive. Then drum bus for grit. Drive maybe 5 to 20%. Crunch 0 to 10. And use damp to keep the fizz under control. A limiter is optional here. Just catching peaks by 1 to 2 dB if you're printing drums. I wouldn't rely on it for the whole mix. Now the fun part. The parallel return called Radio PAR. Create return track and name it Radio PAR. On that return, add saturator, drive 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on. Then AQ8, high pass at about 250 Hz, low pass at 6 to 9 kHz for that telephone bandwidth, and a little boost around 1 to 2 kHz so it talks. Then a compressor. Fast attack, medium release, and crush it, like 6 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Send mostly from Bray character, and a bit from TOP AIR. Keep drums punch send low. You want the low end solid and modern, while the mid-top gets broadcast abused. Extra coach note on loudness. Don't push the drum bus into splatter. Keep drum bus peaking around minus 6 dB before any limiter. If you need more perceived loudness, bring up the parallel returns. That's where Pirate Crunch gets loud without flattening your transients. Optional advanced add-on. A second return called Smack PAR for that press-to-tape urgency. Put a compressor with a super-fast attack, like 0.1 to 1 ms, medium release 50 to 120 ms, ratio anywhere from 4:1 up to 10:1, heavy gain reduction, then a mild saturator after it. Send a little of the whole drum bus to it and blend until it feels like the loop is leaning forward. Now we add groove, but on purpose. Open the groove pool. Try MPC-16 swing at 54 to 58. That's a classic roll zone. Apply lightly. Amount around 10 to 25. Timing 60 to 85. Velocity just a touch if you want, like 0 to 10. And here's the timing rolls concept. Keep the punch layer basically grid tight. Maybe no groove at all. Put most of the groove on the character break. Let the top follow the character, but keep it simpler so it doesn't become a wash of transient chaos. If your kick starts flaming against the break, there's a pro fix. Put a gate on break character side-chained from the punch kick, with a very short hold and release. You're not muting the break. You're just carving microscopic space exactly that the kick transients so it hits clean. Now let's build a 16-bar pirate radio loop so this isn't just an 8-bar demo. Bars 1 to 4, Intro loop. Filter the character break so it feels like it's tuning in. Automate that auto filter so the high pass slowly comes down. Keep punch quiet or even absent for the tease. Bars 5 to 12. Main drop. Full punch. Character. Top. Add small edits to sound intentional. For example, mute the top on bar 8 beat 4 for a quick gasp, then slam it back. Add a snare flam by duplicating a snare hit on the character layer and nudging it slightly late. Bars 13 to 16. Variation and a fill. Do a half bar fill at bar 16. Reverse a snare tail or do a stutter. Fast Ableton stutter method. Right click a break clip and slice to new MIDI track. Use a built-in slicing preset. Then program quick 1/16 repeats of a snare slice into bar 16. Instant jungle energy, and it still stays in your project tempo. Arrangement upgrade tip. Think call and response. Every 4 bars, do one deliberate broadcast cut. On bar 4, remove the punch kick for 1 beat and let the break talk. On bar 8, remove the top for half a beat and slam it back. On bar 12, add a quick double snare on the character layer only. These little moves make it feel like a DJ is cutting channels, not like random fills. And if you want the ultimate pre-drop pirate moment, one bar before the drop, automate radio PIR's EQ so it gets narrower. Raise the high pass and lower the low pass so it feels like the signal is choking. Hard mute TOPIR for the final eighth note. Then bring everything back full band on the downbeat. That's the illegal transmission aesthetic in one move. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If you layer full spectrum breaks on top of each other, you'll get mud and phase problems. High pass the character and top layers aggressively. If you overwarp every transient until it's perfect, it goes robotic. Lock bar starts and key snares. Leave ghost timing alive. If you distort the whole drum bus too much, it turns fizzy and flat. Distort in parallel with radio PDR and key punch clean. If your top layers are wide and leaking low end, your mono punch will suffer. Use bass mono and high pass. And gain staging matters. Aim for each layer peaking around -12 to -6 dB before the drum bus. Now a quick mini practice you can do in about 20 minutes. Pick 2 breaks. 1 cleanish and 1 crunchy, plus 1 bright hat loop. Build the 3 layers. Punch is one shot kick and snare in drum rack. Character break high passed at about 120 Hz. Saturator drive at 5 dB. Top break high passed at 6 kHz. Width around 140%. Create radio PAR and send only the character break at first, starting around -18 dB send level. Make an 8-bar loop. Bar 4, a tiny snare stutter. Bar 8, a hard stop for an 8th note and slam back in. Then bounce it and check it on headphones, laptop speakers, and in mono. In mono, the snare should not disappear. This audio version is shortened for playback.